You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have had great success, as well as their sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to your business success. Today we are joined by Phung Tran, who serves as Deputy CEO of Tan Heap Phat Group, Vietnam's leading beverage company. She is responsible for THP's procurement, domestic and international marketing, public relations, and corporate social responsibility programs. Phung is an executive of the Beverage Association of Vietnam and also sits on the executive committee of the Young President's Organization, or YPO, Vietnam chapter. Phung, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much for a great introduction. Thank you.
And of course, you're deserving of that introduction, and thanks for joining us this morning from Vietnam as well. So for starters, what sets your company apart from the competition?
I see the very basic thing is we are really focused on the consumer. We produce beverage, but what we provide for the consumer is a good for health product. That is where we are focused. And everything we do is to build the best quality that we can to offer to the consumer. So it means from the management, including technology, including marketing, everything is just to provide the best final product.
And you made some strong points there on setting you apart from the competition. Now, what are some of the biggest lessons that your parents have handed down to you?
By working in THP, living with my parents, I really appreciate and learn from them the attitude of nothing is impossible. Everybody have a different perspective when listen to, so what is nothing is impossible. So my father's, my mom has proven that they grow a multi-billion dollars business from zero, literally zero. So when they get married, they just have two bones and four chopsticks. And right now they're running a business with about 5,000 employees, three Vietnamese values brands. And we had the offer from Coca-Cola in 2012 to buy over our business at about $2.5 billion.
Well, that is certainly making it happen, and I'm actually not only impressed, but speechless. What a story, what a background there. Now, what are the most important values to have in a company from your perspective?
The values that we proven every day is better than yesterday, and it's not tomorrow. Tomorrow needs to be better than today. So that is continuous improve, and that's where we force in each of the project, in each of the target, in each of the objective that we need to be better. And every time it's important that we need to be better than ourselves.
And we thank you for your thoughts there today. We're speaking with Phung Tran, who serves as Deputy CEO of the Tan Heap Phat Group, Vietnam's leading beverage company, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. So, Phung, how was your family-owned business able to compete with an industry giant like Coca-Cola? Talk to us about that.
Yeah, thank you for the question. Actually, beverage industry is very, very competitive industry, and I find that it's the same, not in Vietnam, but in all the places in the world. So, what we have been doing is, as a local business, we really understand about the inside of the consumer. And in order to compete or in order to win the customer, that is more important for us, like how we compete with a multinational. So it's for us, like winning more and more customer in each of the project is very important. And we see that how we can spend efficiently, and all the project that we have is not to be better than a competitor, but to be better than ourselves and how to serve the consumer better.
Now, as you see it, how are Asian values different from the Western values, and how can successful companies take the best elements from each in order to drive their business and employees forward?
So what I see difference here in my point of view is Asian value is very focused on the family oriented and elderness respect. Others than that is like Western values, very like individual and really focus on professional and how to got the structure. And I think these two are yin and yang and really complement for each other. So what I've done and the reason why I published the book called Competing with Giants, that's also one part that I really appreciate and I would love to show the appreciation for my parents who has built the foundation for me to stand on the shoulder of the giant to grow. And I find that it's a great thing that they have did, and that is where I really appreciate and other people can learn from them. In order to move forward, I see that the company need to be more international, globalization mindset, and need to expand, and all the leader need to understand outside of Vietnam, and right now we are borderless. So we cannot be stuck in any boundaries of the borders. We need to think bigger and serve the consumer globally. So that is where I see a local company or Asian company can learn from Western company in terms of like how to be very professional, structure, process. So that will help that we can run the business with thousands of people rather than like what we usually say is relative or based on relationship management.
Some really good information there from both sides of the fence. Thank you so much. In conclusion, is there anything else you'd like to share? A closing thought, a takeaway, a tip, anything else in conclusion today?
So what's very important that the message that I would love to deliver is nothing is impossible. Once we believe it, we until we don't give up. That is where the objective can become true. The reality or our dream will become the reality. So that is proven by THB. And we hope that we can do so we can empower and inspire that you can make things in your life become better and bigger than us.
Well, Phuong, it certainly has been a great honor to have you with us today on the program. And can't thank you enough. You certainly are inspiring us through your company there, Tan Heap Fat, and certainly wish you nothing but continued success. If folks wanted to get further information on you or the company or your book, where could they get those details?
So please look at the website competingwithgiants.net. You have all the information. So competingwithgiants.net.
And thanks for that link, and we'll include that within the show notes of this broadcast and also with other links as well. Again, it is competingwithgiants.net. Again, Phuong, thanks so much for joining us here today on the program and wishing you nothing but the best.
Yep, thank you so much.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Phuong Tran, who serves as Deputy CEO of THP Group, Vietnam's leading beverage company. She's also an executive of the Beverage Association of Vietnam and also sits on the executive committee of the Young President's Organization Vietnam chapter. And for further details, visit phuongyongtran.com or competingwithgiants.net. Both links will be included within the show notes of this broadcast. And again, this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at enterprisepodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.